It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen here. You know, last year, Maren Morris, I knew who you were. I didn't have your album yet.
It wasn't out yet.
No, and that explains why.
Yeah.
Because when I got the album, all of a sudden I became like the Gurmi girl.
Like for reals.
Your boyfriend knows the story of how I put that album in my CD player in my car, and it didn't come out until The Breaker came out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is some dedication.
Yeah, I know.
I love
it. Don't be freaked out, though. I'm fine.
You'd be a little freaked out.
We're all cool.
Okay, fine.
I'm glad you like it.
No, it's an amazing debut album. I've never heard anything like it.
Thanks.
So
I'm really proud of it.
And you just released I Could Use a Love Song?
Yes. Crazy week. Oh, my God.
Amazing song.
Thank you.
I mean, name a song on your album and I will go, amazing song.
Thanks. I just actually got the first draft of the music video for it. We shot it a few weeks ago, and it matches the song so well.
Wow.
So I'm excited for everyone to see it. But yeah, I'm so proud of that song.
You cut your hair?
Cut the hair.
When did you do that? It's very cute.
I did it like 3 days ago.
Oh, good, because I thought I'm behind on my stalking.
No, it's new. I don't know. I was just wanting to shake it up. I've had long hair since I can remember, so... I'm about to go into the Sam Hunt tour for the summer, and I was like, I do not want to be playing those arena or those amphitheaters and festivals with like hair on my neck. So I was like, now's the time.
That's right. And Sam Hunt might breathe on it. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it available. I'm just saying, Maris, I know things are good and you have a boyfriend, but if Sam wants to breathe on your neck, you make it available.
I hope you tell that to him.
I will. I'll let him know.
He can breathe on your neck.
Yeah, I'm going to get
it. For example.
If that will happen, I will cut my hair. I have no problem doing it. Congratulations on the massive amount of nominations. Every one of them earned.
Thanks.
You already won one.
Yeah.
For Best Female Artist. Knew that was coming. I mean, voted for you. Hello.
Thank you.
Am I supposed to say that?
I don't think you're supposed to tell.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, I did. It was like... Oh, yeah, sorry, because I have to talk to the people who I didn't vote for, too.
That's right, yeah.
You're right. But congratulations. And now and that's just one of six, you know?
That was such a shock, too. I didn't know they were announcing it so early.
We didn't know either.
Yeah, I was in London. We did, like, a country music festival out there, and we were at dinner after the show in London, and my manager got a phone call that I had won, and I was like, what? And so we spent the rest of the night celebrating. It was so cool.
That's weird.
It takes the nerves away, too, to like go in Sunday and already have one.
Right, exactly, right? You're like, I'm already a winner. Thanks so much. I just have a question. I really have a question. This is really a true question. How big is your suitcase? Because you have a lot of clothes, but they're always really small.
It's a pretty big suitcase, it looks indestructible.
You must have thousands of items because you're this big, and the clothes are smaller.
The Polly Pocket suitcase.
Right.
I managed to fill it up, though, mostly with shoes and, like, makeup.
Awesome.
Yeah,
right,
I'll wear the same thing all week, but if I have, like, my highlighter on fleek and, like, new shoes, I'm good.
Oh, well, you're on fleek today, darling.
Thank you.
Maren Morris is the bomb,
yep.
In case you didn't know. And if you don't have the album, you've been missing out on freaking everything.
Yep.
Hero is it up for six nominations. Already won one. Look for more. How happened on Sunday.
Aw,
you're the bomb, girl. You are it. Thank you for setting the bar so high.
Me.
Of course.
You're not supposed to tell people.
Sorry.